Thank you for helping us make Budget Again last year. Thanks to your support, Lutheran Public Radio has been independent and in the black for more than 2.5 years. You've heard us say, now only our listeners can cancel us, and we mean it. Thanks for listening, thanks for your prayers, thanks for your financial support, and we're looking forward to standing with you again in 2011. Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the world, issues, etc.
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells.
We are not the enemies of Islam, and we embrace those who practice that great religion in our country.
Describe the spiritual health of our fellow Christians in Haiti.
Now that's one area where I come back jazzed every time. They truly understand the theology of the cross.
The question is not, have you accepted Jesus into your heart, but rather, has Jesus accepted you into his heart?
My name is Mike. I'm a fan of Law and Order. I'm a believer in Law and Gospel, and I love Issues, etc.
The headline reads, military chaplains are faith mismatch. Only 3% of personnel call themselves evangelicals, but 33 of their chaplains are, Pentagon data shows. Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. on this Friday afternoon, the 14th of January. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. First part of this hour, we'll be talking with Tim Townsend, author of two recent stories about military chaplaincy and evangelical Christianity. A little bit later, an insider's view, Dr. Dan Gard is a chaplain of the U.S. Naval Reserves. He'll talk with us about that as well. A little later in this hour, Issues, Etc., soundbite of the week. Our first guest joining us to talk about evangelical Christianity and the military chaplaincy, Tim Townsend, religion reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch and author of two recent stories about military chaplaincy. Tim, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Hi, Todd.
What did your reporting reveal about the religious makeup of the military chaplaincy?
Well, I started looking at this because I'd heard that Eden Seminary, which, as you know, is a United Church of Christ, a pretty liberal-leaning seminary in Webster Groves, they had been talking to Webster University about a joint chaplain track, military chaplain track program, and that I thought that was sort of interesting. And I asked them why, and they said that they thought that there was an imbalance in the military in the chaplain corps and the just sort of enlisted active duty reserve and guard personnel. And as it turns out, we asked the Department of Defense for their chaplain records and then compared those to the various denominations and faiths that are represented by both chaplains and personnel, both enlisted and officers. And what we found was that there was a big difference between what the chaplain corps looked like in terms of evangelical Christian versus non-evangelical Christian, and what the entire military looked like as a whole. And so the story was just sort of about why that was, and the sort of the reasons behind it, and got some answers on both sides from people who were trying to explain it to us.
So where does, what shall we say, kind of religious parity exist between military personnel and the denominations of the chaplains that serve them, and where is it the greatest disparity?
Well, it sort of goes in two different directions. The largest one single denomination in the military active duty personnel is Catholic, and they make up about 20% of the entire military. Actually, the biggest is people who put down that they are not affiliated with any religion, but from those who are, about 20% are Catholic, but about 6% of chaplains are Catholic. Whereas if you look at the numbers of Southern Baptist, Pentecostal, and a lot of the denominations that belong to the National Association of Evangelicals, they make up about 16 to 18% of the chaplain corps, but only about about 30% of the chaplains, where only about 3% of the entire military personnel. So it sort of goes in two directions, and there are definitely reasons for that having happened over the last several decades.
What are those reasons, as far as you can tell?
Well, one of the reasons is sort of a natural reaction, a historical natural reaction against the Vietnam War by more mainstream liberal Protestant denominations and Catholic bishops. And so in the years after Vietnam, a lot of seminaries of those stripes banned the military from their campuses. And so for that reason, naturally, at this point, there aren't as many chaplains from those denominations. Whereas, with the sort of growth of evangelical Christianity and an embrace of military, military culture and an affinity, a natural affinity between evangelical Catholics and patriotism, that kind of thing, there's been an explosion in the number of evangelical chaplains in the military. Another factor is that Liberty University, which is in Virginia, affiliated with the Southern Baptist Convention, is very, very active in military chaplaincy programs. They have an online military chaplain degree that's become extremely popular just in the last 3 years. They're growing by leaps and bounds, and they are by far the largest provider of chaplains to the military, especially to the Army. We looked at all of the chaplain candidates in the Air Force who are training to be chaplains in the Air Force, and about 87% of the current chaplain candidates studying to be chaplains are at evangelical divinity schools.
What reaction have you gotten to your story so far, Tim?
Well, there's been a couple different reactions. I mean, naturally, a lot of people who believe that the news, sort of the traditional, the newspaper hates religion kind of reaction. And so I've gotten a lot of angry emails and phone calls, but that's, as you know, Todd, not very unusual for my beat. But I've also gotten some phone calls and emails from chaplains themselves who have said, that's exactly what I sort of see in the chaplain corps. So I took that as sort of a credibility thing. Not in the military, obviously, but we did a lot of reporting around this, and we've gotten confirmation from a lot of chaplains that we got it right.
Is there any reaction from the military itself outside the chaplain corps?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's been some pushback from the military. One of the things that I should say is that chaplains, if you are an evangelical Christian chaplain, you are not only responsible for evangelical Christians. Every chaplain is, I think the saying goes, chaplain to a pastor to some, chaplain to all. So a chaplain's duties, his and her responsibility is to be a pastor to people of all stripes and people with no religion. So the military is very keen on saying that, and I think it's right, that chaplains do much more than just speak to people of their own faith. Chaplains do a lot of incredibly heroic and amazing things in the military, and our story was not intended to say anybody was right or wrong. It was just a story to say why Eden Seminary, this local seminary in our area, decided to try to have this chaplain program. But like I said, there are historical reasons for this happening, and an imbalance is not always a terrible thing. So this particular seminary feels that they wanted to do something to sort of contribute to evening that out a little bit.
Tim Townsend is religion reporter for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, author of two recent stories about military chaplaincy. You can read these stories at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Tim, thank you very much.
Thanks, Todd. Good to talk to you.